prayer and maybe also a story. I guess most of everything can go on a story. But anyway, continuation with what I started some time ago. Kind of insights, or are they, or are they fantasies? Old Pio asks himself. How to express it? Yeah, when it comes to spirituality, some people in some cultures, especially it seems some religious traditions, they think of spirituality, spiritual life, spiritual progress in terms of giving up everything. Becoming a monk or a nun, basically. Renunciation, this is the gold standard. That's what it's about, ultimately. And those who can't do that, they're just ordinary folks, ordinary karmis, and those who can do that, give up everything. Not be interested in or engaged in or have any feelings for anything or anyone. Whether it's food or family, or their own body. This is all false, and it's Maya. It's what keeps us here in the samsara, otherwise endless cycle of birth and death. Now, of course, the latter one there about cycle birth, of course, that's what it's about. Waking up from eventually, but the thing is that you find something there in the bhakti tradition, which, yes, is a reason why I was attracted to it to begin with. We don't stop doing anything and being here, but we do with Krishna there at the center. Krishna consciousness, Sanatana Dharma. And what does that mean? Some may think then that yes, we should just make temples and work, make money to maintain them and do pujas and sell books and everyone should just work hard for that, serving God, and in this way renouncing all of our private lives, you could say. Who cares about family and children and partner and friends? And it's all about serving God. So we've seen that. What I'm trying to get to here is, well, when you learn about, for instance, from Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the journey of Gopakumara all the way to Goloka, on the way he learned something important. He just woke up again on earth. And we find those teachings given from there, at least that's what I've been bouncing into over and over again in my studies lately. That Vrindavan is in the heart of the devotee. It's not this place, that place. Therefore, even a place on earth is in this world of Maya, this dreamy, illusory world. When that Vrindavan mood is there, love of God, not just fear, you know, and of God's devotees. When you live there, simple life, pastoral environment, simple, humble, but being the best of friends and really love ruling the lives of everyone. Well, and where everyone is aware that, hey, Krishna, God is here with us all the time, but we just can't see him. Radha, Krishna, they are here. It's not that they are somewhere else, up far up in the other sky somewhere. They are, everything rests in them. And again, it's not by geographically moving to somewhere else. It's about where our hearts are here within. If your heart right now, you know, the deepest yourself, where you rest and act and live and find yourself at home, is there with Radha, Krishna, and Vrindavan as a coward boy, coward girl, or in Mathura, or Dwarka, I mean, whatever environment. And then you will have a certain relationship to God, depending on that environment, or the environment comes naturally. And it's again not about a spatial geographic environment, but how you are and how you will therefore be and attract others to be and who are like that. And then you may find yourself in a little village on the countryside somewhere. And if that mood is there between you, or you might live anywhere, but if that mood is there in the heart, that's where you are, and that's where you belong, and that's so. That's what I learned from these verses, that because it's stated that clearly and emphasized that, yes, Goloka, Gokula, Goloka, the same. Look here, Gopakumana, you're in Gokul, where the Brijabasis. So, just do your Raja Seva, your life here, chasing for Krishna behind the trees. Together with us others who are doing that. And that's Vrindavan. And then, when you have realized that, and when you live in Vrindavan, wherever you are, then when you leave this body, this Borloka body, this Annamaya body, then you are in Goloka forever, because that's where you belong. It's, of course, completely natural. So, yeah. We are talking pretty deep spirituality, aren't we? Now, the thing is then, it is also stated like that, that this world is like a dream, it's an illusion. It's not for real because it doesn't last. It's a world of Maya. But for a devotee of God who sees God everywhere, this world is of course real because this is also the presence of God, this energy of God. And when you then live with Krishna around you everywhere, and in your heart and in your thoughts and in your mind together, and that's the perfection of yoga, and that asceticism and renunciation, that monk nun life of neti neti, no, not this, not that, it belongs to the an earlier stage here, the Brahma Bhuta realization, the Nirvishesha stage, the Mahesh Dham stage, as we find it described in the Puranic Shastra, the Mukti, the winding up. You focus on that, but as it is said, Bhakti Yoga includes all other yogas. So the devotees, and that's what I learned when I came in contact with this Bhakti tradition, they have fun together. They have loving exchange together with Krishna there in the center, Radha Krishna in the center. And they are living in Vrindavan. Look at the food they are eating. That's how you eat in Vrindavan, where Krishna, Radha and Krishna rules. Look, listen to the music they make. And sing and dance. Yes, in Vrindavan every word is a song and every step is a dance. And that's what Srila Prabhupada, the founder of this Krishna consciousness movement in the West, often said. You know, enough big philosophy, we chant and dance in Krishna consciousness. Loving Krishna and each other. So, yeah. That's really what it's all about, this life in Bhakti. And if you find yourself, or know people who are that way, more on the kind of unemotional, detached position there, not caring much about anything or anyone except Krishna, maybe these words are good to remember, at least this is my understanding, and you got your understanding, so let's share those and get wiser and wiser. Yes, this is Bhakti Yoga for us beginners.